Aloha, and welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. Join us today along with co-host Master Sergeant Carlos Cambry and Leslie Silva. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. As you hear the gripping stories today from our special guests, we invite you to call us at 296-5467. Again, that's 296-5467. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro with my co-host, Master Sergeant Carlos Cambry and Leslie Silva. Welcome to The Good Life. We are here to help unleash your God-given purpose. Emily Dickinson wrote, "A wounded deer leaps the highest." From that perspective, we can look more positively on setbacks and pains and struggles, those things that we all experience in life. Have you ever been hurt? Ever been down? So down? Ever felt alone? It was Patti Smith who said, "Those who have suffered understand suffering and therefore extend their hand." Some people are able to live their lives at such a place that inspires the hearts of others. Their grace, their generosity, their inner peace, this kind of inner peace that exudes, testifies of a deep peace, a certain kind of security that they possess. And it's not only admirable, it's something you yearn for. You long for it. Well, if you can relate with what I'm talking about and you can envision people like that in your life, and quite often it's just a few individuals like that. Maybe only one even that you can think of. Here's the good news. You can have it too. You can have that peace. You can have that security. Our guest today is one of those people, and you're in for a real treat. I want you to know, as we often do at the beginning of our show, we want you to know that the whole purpose of the Good Life Radio Show is to remind you, to tell you, to share with you how much God loves you, and that He knows you, and that in the midst of whatever you're struggling with, whatever you're going through, whatever difficulties or challenges that you may be facing, even at this very moment, you're not alone. And God is with you. He's calling out to you. The ministry from which we come, Jesus Christ is calling you ministry. Jesus Christ is calling you even at this very moment. And the whole good news is that things don't always have to be the way that they are. Things can change for the better. Your life can change. And really, it's in the midst of the challenge. If I might say, sometimes when we're in the midst of the challenge, that is our finest hour. Because it's in the brokenness that God brings about renewal and change. Arlene Iwano is the edification administrator at New Hope Oahu. I think it's such a fitting title because she edifies. She builds up anyone she encounters. It's a gift that she has, a gift that God has given to her. Whether she's in my presence or I'm thinking of her, I can see an inner joy a peace that exudes from her. And when you possess a gift like that, you are a gift. And she is a gift. She lives the words of William Barclay, who said, "In the time we have, it is surely our duty to do all the good we can to all the people we can in all the ways we can." At such a dynamic church as New Hope Oahu and its impact across the state, the nation, the world, there are people who form, as I would say, the organizational apparatus to make things happen. Arlene is one of the key people who makes things happen. Today I want you to hear her story of what God has done in her life, because He can do it in yours too. Arlene, welcome to our show.
Thank you, Danny.
Arlene, tell us, where did you grow up?
Oh, I'm from Wanalua Gardens and graduated from Farrington High School.
Now, that's special because some people, when they say they graduated from, they grew up in Wanalua, then they would say they graduated from Wanalua High School. So what that indicates to me, and this is close in line because you're, I've known you all my life, that was a very special time in Wanalua and the preparation of the new school. But there's a select few that grew up in Wanalua, like you and my sister, that graduated from Farrington High School.
That's because Wanalua was high school wasn't built yet. But yeah, Danny and I have been neighbors growing up, and I remember him as the little baby with the diapers running up and down the street, and I had my little red Comet skateboard, and his sister and I would just ride our skateboards all the time, going to our sewing classes and doing all the great things that kids do.
You know, just talking about, childhood has a certain innocence and a rawness to it that I think it has an endearment, especially in our reflection. You know, Arlene, what was your growing up years like?
Well, I was just thinking about how different times were, because back then we would swim in Wanalua Park Stream, which is now, if you go in there, you end up with some type of staph infection or lepto or whatever.
Leptospirosis.
Yeah, we used to swing from the trees, and we'd go hiking into the mountains in Wanalua and eat guava and guayvi and all kinds of different stuff. And with my son, raising him, it's so different with the computers and all these video games. It's such a different world now. I can't even imagine him hiking through the mountains like we used to almost daily.
You know, what was it like? What was family life like growing up?
We live really close to Fort Shafter. And every day at 5 o'clock, the cannon would go off. And that would be the kids' call in all the neighborhood to go home, because it's either dinner time or time to go wash the rice. So 5 o'clock, at 5 o'clock, the cannon would go off. Everyone would scurry back home. We'd quickly eat dinner and then go back out into the streets to play again.
Is it still like that?
No,
The cannon doesn't go off.
Oh, anymore. No, the cannon goes off.
The cannon still goes off.
It faithfully. Still goes off, faithfully.
You know, I remember that.
But it's too early for dinner for me. But yeah, the cannon still goes off, taps at 11 o'clock. It's still going on.
You know, that's, I guess for everyone that grew up in Wanalua Gardens, that would be very nostalgic, yeah?
Mm-hmm. It is.
To think. Well, I mean, part of it is because we live so close. So close, I mean, just like where we were, it was like the fence, and then Fort Shafter was right next.
Yeah,
and you guys
right.
were right across the street. So Palm Circle?
Palm Circle, yeah. Right there.
Wow. Well, let's get right into it, Arlene. You know, you grew up, graduated from Farrington. As time went on, just tell us Tell us about your journey of faith. How did you become a Christian?
Well, I think, like I hear a lot of other people say, you know, they've had their share of sins, and I surely have too, but my son was born in 1983, and he's always been such a good kid. Yeah, he always, most of the times he made right choices. He had good friends, a coach invited him to join a volleyball league, and he did. And what I didn't realize at that time was that it was a Christian league, the Youth for Christ. The coach wanted my son to recruit some of his friends, which he did, and they had a great time playing volleyball. And that eventually led to my son Chad attending church every Sunday. And during that time, I thought it was such a healthy thing for him to do, even though I never, you know, I didn't attend church. But that's great, you know, now I don't have to worry about him. And, you know, he's at church, I drop him off and pick him up when he's done. And he's hanging out with these great kids and had a wonderful influence, his coach. One day I went to get my hair cut, and a gal slipped me a flyer and said, "Hey, Arlene, you should check this out." And I kind of read through the flyer. Not really, you know, I took it to be nice and kind of threw it in the side pocket of my car. Mm-hmm. What I didn't realize was that my son had been praying for me to come to church, to come to know Jesus.
How old was Chad at the
time? He was in the sixth grade.
Sixth grade.
So that was in February 1994. We were driving by Kapiolani Park, and he said, "You see that white tent? That's what this flyer is about." And he pulled out the flyer from the side pocket. And I said, "Oh, did you want to go to it? You know, we had some free time." And he said, "Oh, okay. Park the car." Now, I didn't really understand the flyer, but I figured it was his thing. It was making him happy, so why not? And we got into this big white tent and, of course, sat in the back where it was nice and safe. And there was a stage, and this band started playing music, and everyone stood up. So, of course, I stood up too. And people were raising their hands and closing their eyes, and they were so expressive. And Chad said, "That's what they do in church." So I'm like, "Oh, okay, you know, cool." And then everyone sat, and Danny came out and started sharing. And a lot of it just kind of completely went over my head. Until he said, "If you want to be washed clean, white as snow, wash away all your sins." And I sat there and I thought, what? You know, I just can't imagine all the sins that I had committed being washed away, that I could start off with a clean white slate. I had no idea that that could be done. That was like so totally foreign. And he said, Danny said, "Come walk forward." And I started to walk forward. You know, it was like I was just being so directed. And now I understand why and how and all this. But at that time, I was just kind of doing it because this pull that God had over me was so strong, and I felt my son's hand on me, and he wasn't leading me, he was behind me, he was allowing me to do this, and I got forward and I just started crying, and I'm like, I don't know what I cried about, and, you know, but it was so it was so good, it was so refreshing. I felt like I was being cleaned, but I wasn't real sure or clear. Then after that, of course, we went out through the back of the tent, and they took us to a little table, and that was Kalihi Union Church, and they started talking to me about the services, and you know, I don't know that I really heard anything they said, you know, because I just didn't, I didn't understand, I didn't know, but all I knew was something big was happening to me, something so life-changing, but I didn't know what that was. So that was my start, and it was from that next week I felt like I had this hunger that I couldn't, I couldn't fulfill. I started going to all these great classes, and I was almost like crazy. I was like crazy for who God is and what he's doing and how did all this happen and, you know, what's next. And although I don't feel that same intensity and passion, now when I see people raise their hands or I see tears coming, I just know where they are. I've been there, and I just know that feeling and that they are going to be moved in a way that will change their life too.
You know, Arlene, that to hear it in the detail, that the way you just described it, I mean, this is all, I mean, not only do we know each other, I know you all my life, you know, we grew up on the same street, but, you know, this tent meeting that you talked about, where you came to know the Lord, that was the very beginnings of the Jesus Christ is calling you ministry. I mean, what people don't know at the time is I just come back from the mainland, and, you know, the Lord, I was an intern at Kalihi Union Church, and one day I was, you know, they had given me an office, and I was staring at a blank, a white brick wall, and the Lord had given me a vision, and it was a vision of the world, you know, and I was never really good at geography, so I just see these places, you know, these names, and world, but it was going to start with an evangelistic type Billy Graham style crusade in world famous Waikiki. And my first thought was, okay, Lord, this is a great vision. I'm in my 20s. 10 years from now, I could really see it happening. And the Lord says, now. Mm. And I'm thinking, now. And kind of to speed it up a little bit, what I used to do, me and my friend Todd Dixon, we used to go around. I had a friend of mine whose name was Cindy Iona. I said, Cindy, I want you to draw this picture for me of a giant tent packed with people. And I would go around to churches and I would say, this is the vision that God has given us. And one day, soon, we're going to do this. We're going to erect this tent in Waikiki, and people are going to come, and people are going to come to know the Lord. Just like a bunch of young guys going around, just sharing this, spewing out this vision, of what would happen. And months later, it materialized. And you're one of the first people. You talk about fruit born out of this vision. There's a Latin term where the Lord is able to create out of nothing. Like how he spoke and the world came into existence. JCCY came to be, and you are, you know, I don't know if you knew about us going around like a bunch of crazy 20-year-olds going around sharing this, but you are, you know, I remember seeing you as one of the first people who came, and who would have known, you know, 17 years later. That's why when we come back from our break, I want you to share with us. I mean, you just sort of gave us a glimpse of what the Lord had done in a, I think I could say now, it was a very hungry heart of what, and now coming out from where you were at that time, what God did in your life. And you know, maybe someone today, maybe as you're listening, you're thinking, wow, I want what she has. You know, I feel like I've committed sins. There's things I don't even want to disclose. I can't. But would God still accept me? Can Jesus really make me new again? And Arlene, by you sharing, the answer is yes. Stay with us. We'll be right back with more. On the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
healthy smile can make all the difference. But where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Wahiawa. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Wahiawa, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Ever hoped God would use you as a missionary, but your life situation didn't allow it? Here's Stephen Lathrop Lee, Executive Director of Jesus Christ is Calling You and Director of JCCY's Paradise Global Mission.
In Paradise Global Mission, we exist to serve churches and Christ followers who are called to the mission field, but cannot commit long term. If you ever wonder, can God use me? The answer is yes. Paradise Global Mission teams are known for having long-term impact through short-term missions. God can and will use you. I invite you to find out more about opportunities to join a Paradise Global Mission team in China, Uganda, Brazil, Dominican Republic, Thailand, and Japan. Take a step of faith today.
Paradise Global Mission specializes in creating unforgettable short-term mission experiences. Receive training. Make memories that will last a lifetime. Touch people for eternity in Jesus' name.
Call Stephen at 330-5524. That's 330-5524.
A door to your dream is now open. You're listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. To be part of today's discussion, call us at 296-5467. That's 296-5467. Or contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter, or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now let's rejoin Danny and co-host Master Sergeant Carlos Cambry and Leslie Silva.
Welcome back to our show. We're here with our special guest today, Arlene Iwano. And it's nothing like hearing a kind of a down-home story,
yes.
You know. Of how, but, you know, we have such a unique connection to and your new life in the Lord and even the beginnings of JCCY. And you used to help us so much in those early days too, Arlene, so... You know, in a very real way, we wouldn't be here where we are if it wasn't for your involvement in our ministry. You know, this program wouldn't be possible if it wasn't for some very generous and faithful sponsors like Wahiawa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, A1A electrician Tony Lathrop Lee of State Farm Mililani, HMC Karaoke, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Birch Union Service right here on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, and Realtor Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited. To hear more programs like this and others, go to www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. You can email us, email me at danny@thegoodlifehawaii.org. Send us any prayer requests. We'd love to pray for you. And also, if you want to share your story, you can share it at danny@thegoodlifehawaii.org. We might even share it with our listening audience as well. You might even have a story and say, you know what? Danny and Master Sergeant Cambry and Leslie, man, they need to have this story on their show.
Yes.
We need to have them on as a guest. Let us know who they are, and we'll take it from there. But welcome back, and...
Yeah, it's always a joy, you know, that God can use every single one of us. Everyone has a story, and it's beautiful. Arlene, I was so touched. I love how you can see God's hand in everything as mm-hmm. we're talking, and you walked into that tent and came out different.
Mm-hmm.
And your son was there alongside of you, and he was quite young. And it struck me when you said earlier that your son was praying for you. Mm-hmm. Can you tell us a little bit about that? Such a dear thing.
Sure. I didn't realize that he was doing that, but it was later, after I received Christ and was well on my way, when his coach had told me that during their times of prayer that I would be the one that Chad would always bring up. Mm. Yeah, just praying for his mom, you know, that was his request. Mm-hmm. And I didn't fully understand that until a couple years later that, hey, this is my child.
Yes.
Has been praying for me.
Yes.
And it's, like I said, he's really special. Chad's always been outstanding to me.
Yes.
Well, he's outstanding. He's a tall, strapping, handsome guy with tremendous creative gifts. Why don't you tell us a little bit of what he's doing right now?
Sure. Yes, he's tall, strapping, and a handsome guy. So he is a video editor at mm-hmm. New Hope, mm-hmm. and he really likes taking people's stories, just kind of, you know, as they talk story with him, and then crafting it to a testimonial piece.
Wow.
And that's been his heart for years, and he's just been really refining, kind of polishing it, and does an over the top job at it.
Mm. And clearly God had his hand on both of you.
Like, yes.
The good plan mm-hmm. for both of your lives have come to pass.
And I can really see where God still has his hand heavily on us. I know that God blesses us tremendously, and I've really learned to look for those blessings all mm-hmm. the time mm-hmm. because they far outweigh all the junk stuff around.
Mm-hmm.
You know, junk stuff seemed to stand out a lot.
Yes.
But when counting all blessings, mm-hmm. yeah, you feel that abundance and knowing that God is there.
Yes, he certainly mm-hmm. is. And through the years since that day that you walked in the tent, came out a changed woman, a child of God. You've been journeying on your Christian faith. You were hungry, mm-hmm. and you just sought God. And through the years, you have become a part of New Hope. And more recently, through your faithfulness, your obedience, God has promoted you into a greater level of responsibility as director
of edification
at New Hope Oahu. So can you tell us, Arlene, a little bit more about some of the things, some of the maybe the landmark events in your journey as a woman serving God?
Well, I think there's been so many, but I think that the vehicle that God's taking me on is when I first received Christ, I had that hunger that God had instilled in me, where I would just like quest after, lean into, mm-hmm. just press into different ways that I can learn about and love God more. But I've noticed that kind of that hunger edge has maybe sometimes just kind of taken away a little. And instead, I find myself questing after him, myself mm-hmm. questing after him by attending as many conferences geared towards women and mm-hmm. women Bible studies, just because I know that God's created you and I yes. so differently from men.
Yes.
Yeah, and he has a special place for us. Mm-hmm. And there's just something so unique about mm-hmm. being a woman. And I love being a woman. I am so glad that God created me as me and not
too,
as
me
a man.
Too, yes.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys.
Sorry. Yeah.
It's cool being a woman.
we're just laughing over here.
The room has divided.
Yes.
But yeah, so God's there, but now I'm taking a lot more initiative mm-hmm. to get closer to him, to mm-hmm. to reignite that hunger, and mm-hmm. and I'm really loving it, and I enjoy being part of helping to form these groups and conferences,
yes.
and being participatory in making these events happen.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of my role at New Hope, is to create events, not only for women, but for all people. But creating these events, because I know when you are hungry, you can come to your church, or, you know, we have these things that are set up so that people can come together and just learn to love Him more.
Exactly. And it's seeking that personal and intimate relationship with God and seeking His face and not just His hand, and really getting to know Him. Because that's really the heart of everything, is that relationship.
That's right.
It's not the service you attend. You know, it's that one-on-one, you're my father, my daddy, my best friend, my lover, everything.
That's right.
And that's true for men and women, for everyone. And that's where the true blessing comes.
That's right. And it's like a, you know, like all good friends, Father God, when something goes wrong, the hem of His garment is right there.
Yes.
His arms are right there.
Exactly.
Like a good friend, you can just snuggle right up, because that relationship is already built. It's there. It's solid.
He is the cornerstone.
There you go.
The foundation off which everything else comes. Right. And that's what you need. Yeah. And I think, you know, women have a way of bringing that to the light. I mean, that's what I found, is that there is that real need. So many women I know have found God that way, love God that way, and from there comes the ministry and the serving of others and bringing others into the fold so that they can have similar types of relationships. It's wonderful.
Very wonderful. Speaking of the ministry, it's obvious to see the hunger that you have, but how did it birth into a vision and the ministry that you actually work in today?
Well, I think that I always try to look at the ceiling and make it disappear. Know that once we've reached the target moved even higher. Never being satisfied with, "Ooh, we did it. It came together."
Right.
Yeah, let's lift it a little higher and see what will happen next.
Wow.
I remember in 1995, August, we were in a small little Bible study school class, Christianity 101 with Bible Institute of Hawaii. And we're sitting at our table, and the same group sat at the same table every week. And this one guy came and he said, "Oh, you got to check out this new church." And he started talking to us, and we were all pretty new, and it sounded a little different. So we thought that we'd go with him and check it out, thinking that maybe this might be like a cult kind of thing. And when we walked into the room in this school, there was a little stool, and there was a guy playing the guitar wearing jeans and a t-shirt, and that was worship. And everybody in there were so happy and glad to see you, and just worshiping God. And as he spoke, he was so charismatic. I thought, oh, this got to be a cult. Yeah, because it was so overwhelmingly happy.
Right.
And I checked every scripture he spoke, and, you know, and that was Pastor Wayne. He hadn't started New Hope yet. It was his leadership training, and he was building up his team. That's how I learned about moving that ceiling higher and higher, creating something new all the time. So it's always fresh.
Right. Wow. Always fresh. Huh?
Always fresh.
So how does that translate into today? Because, you know, you have grown from where you started to where you are now. So do you still see the ceiling moving, looking for new targets, new ways to make things fresh, especially in a world like this? Because sometimes it always looked like the glass is half empty, no matter what we do.
See, that's where that counted all blessings come in. The glass is always half full.
Exactly.
I still see lots of bright new things happening. The ceiling is always moving. it just takes a lot of time in trying new things and talking to people about what worked and what maybe needs a little tweaking, mm-hmm. Going online a lot to mm-hmm. see what a lot of the mainland churches are doing, mm-hmm. Seeing what a lot of the secular organizations and functions, you know, what are they doing that's new and fun, or even the old stuff. Recently, we had a concert and we bought 10 gigantic, like 7 feet wide beach balls and threw 10 of them in the air and people started bouncing them. So that just adds that extra flavor. Mm-hmm. And yeah, so we just keep trying different things and people seem to love it. They enjoy it. And
mm-hmm. you know, the adaptability, progressiveness mm-hmm. in your expression of growth is captivating. It's very attractive. It's compelling. And I believe that in the walk of faith, it gives a sort of a jolt that's needed, a boost that's needed in the lives of people, mm-hmm. especially today in challenging times. Mm-hmm. And that's why when we come back, I'd like for you to share a little bit about how the Lord has helped you with some challenges that you faced, even as a follower of Christ, and give something that our dear listeners are able to grab hold of and maybe even make use of it today. And sometimes it's just a word. Sometimes it's a story. The Spirit of God is able to move in such profound ways, but also practical. And that's why when we come back, Arlene will share with us some things of how God has helped her. Stay with us. We'll be right back with more.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Wahiawa. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Wahiawa, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created.
The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro.
Years ago, the great lyricist Oscar Hammerstein flew with a friend over New York Harbor, approaching the Statue of Liberty. When the pilot suddenly banked the plane, he saw the rare sight of Lady Liberty's head. Amazed, he noticed every lock and braid meticulously carved and polished. He remembered, this gift was given by France in 1886, before airplanes were even invented. Frédéric Auguste Bartholdi, the sculptor, could have saved months of painstaking labor and expenses by doing minimal work, reasoning no one but seagulls would see it. A gentle reminder, pay attention to details. Don't neglect the little things. You never know how your private work will be scrutinized publicly. I'm Danny Yamashiro, enriching you with a good life.
To receive more inspiration and insights from Danny Yamashiro, visit DannyYamashiro.com. This ad is brought to you by select corporate sponsors who care about you. You're listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro.
The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. To be part of today's discussion, call us at 296-5467. That's 296-5467. Or contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter, or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now let's rejoin Danny and co-host Master Sergeant Carlos Cambry and Leslie Silva.
Welcome back to our show. We're here with our special guest today, Arlene Iwano. She's the Director of Edification at New Hope Oahu. Big mahalo to Dr. Kerry Ishihara for his sponsorship, his faithful and generous sponsorship of our program. Orthopedic Surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, A1 Electrician, Tony Lathrop Lee of State Farm Mililani, HMC Karaoke, Dr. Jeffrey Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Birch Union Service on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, and Realtor Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited. To hear more programs like this and to get more information on even some partnership opportunities, go to www.thegoodlifehawaii.org.
Well, Arlene, we've come almost full circle, but everybody knows that no matter what, we as human beings, we serve the Lord 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, but we still live in this world, and there are still challenges that we have to face all the time. Tell us about some of your challenges, even probably in the height of your Christian walk.
Yeah. Well, I can think of many challenges. One that kind of stands out is I've been a single mom for a really long time, and Chad was getting ready to go off to college, and I was helping him pack up and do all that graduation parties and all that stuff. And as I took him up, I was feeling like this edge. Why am I doing this by myself? How come I have to do this by myself? But I didn't say anything to anyone, and it was just him and I, and he was attending Chapman University. So I took him up to Chapman, and we're really, really close, as you can probably tell, but our relationship was really strong, and so we went up there, and we did Disneyland and toured the campus, and it came to that last time where I dropped him off, and he said, you know, Mom, just don't walk me to my dorm room. Just start the car and go. And I'm not going to say, we won't say goodbye. I'm just going to close the door and I'm going to go. Because he knew just how hard it was going to be, not only for myself, but also for him. So I said, okay, and he got up out of the car, closed the door, I reversed out, and as I was driving off, I did the thing that I shouldn't have done.
Look back.
I looked in the rearview mirror.
Wow.
And I was a mess. I mean, I was crying out loud. Like, you know, the major boohoo.
Wow.
Like, crying out loud. And first thing I did was I stopped at Payless Shoes, and I bought two pairs of shoes, and they were cute. I got back in the car, and I didn't feel that relief.
So you had to buy more.
So I started the car back up, and I started crying again.
Then he went to buy the matching outfit.
Well, they were all closed. I drove by. By that time, the stores are closed. But I did find a Denny's.
Oh.
I pulled into Denny's, and I sat down by myself next to all the truckers, and I ordered a banana split, and it was huge. But I also got a Diet Coke.
Made you feel a little better.
And I sat there. And I ate every bit of that banana split. I even scraped the plate clean.
Wow.
And I looked up, and one of those truckers were looking at me, and I realized that my tears were still flowing from my eyes.
Wow.
So I got back into the car, and I started it back up again and drove some more to look for something. And then I realized that God was still there. I just needed to trust in him.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I went back to the room, the hotel room, and instead of crying and looking to myself, I turned up and looked to God. And I could just feel like this big futon, this big comforter just kind of come over me. And even though I had my shoes and my full belly from that banana split, it wasn't until I felt that comforter, like right on me, that it was going to be all right. I knew that it was all right, that it was just him and I, that it was just Chad and I that went up to California. And as a matter of fact, it was better than all right, because I realized that during that short time that I took him up, that we got even closer to each other. We talked about things that we hadn't talked about before, about our relationship and about, you know, our love and how we're going to see each other soon. And, you know, I never had that kind of conversation with him before. And so what turned into what was originally a disaster, you know, why am I by myself? You know, why do I have to take him up by myself? It became like, wow, this is pretty good, because now, you know, we really had that alone time and we talked about the next phase in life, you know, what hope we have for that next step. So before I knew it, I was just praising God for for having that opportunity. So God's been good.
Yeah, and you know, as a, it strikes me, because I'm a single mom too, and as you were telling the story, you know, I'm tearing up and laughing at the same time. But, you know, there is a time, so many times that you feel alone when you're dealing with the challenges of raising your children. And I have a son too, and boys are a little different. and there are times when you just feel so alone. You're like, why? You know, it's not fair. How come dad's not here? And how come I have to be both mom and dad and all of this kind of stuff? And you feel so alone. And one of the, and then when you release your son, you know, there's that same feeling. So many women out there, single mothers, will feel that way. It's very natural. But the blessing, the great joy is when you do realize, when you come to that moment, that you are not alone. We are not alone. No matter how you feel, you may be sitting in a room physically alone, but we are not alone. We are not without God. We are not without his presence, always there. And you made the choice to turn to him. And it does. It's a choice. It's a choice to say, hey, wait a minute. I'm not alone.
You know, what I would be interested in, too, in light of that, is, you know, where did you get that strength from? That's why when we come back from our break, well, I want you to share that. Where did that come from? Because, you know, it's sort of somewhat esoteric at that point. You know, with everything in you wants to find comfort in something familiar that you've, you know, but then you turn to God. So where does that come from? Because maybe somebody today is at the crossroads. And right now they're having to make a decision. Am I going to just cave in to my own, the mechanisms that I'm familiar with, so to speak? I'm going to turn to God.
Yes.
I want you to share that when we come back. When you come back, you're going to hear Arlene Iwano share more. I think we're going to crack up a little bit more and even have our hearts touched a little bit more. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
A healthy smile can make all the difference. But where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Wahiawa. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Wahiawa, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out. Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Ever hoped God would use you as a missionary, but your life situation didn't allow it? Here's Stephen Lathrop Lee, Executive Director of Jesus Christ is Calling You and Director of JCCY's Paradise Global Mission.
In Paradise Global Mission, we exist to serve churches and Christ followers who are called to the mission field, but cannot commit long term. If you ever wonder, can God use me? The answer is yes. Paradise Global Mission teams are known for having long-term impact through short-term missions. God can and will use you. I invite you to find out more about opportunities to join a Paradise Global Mission team in China, Uganda, Brazil, Dominican Republic, Thailand, and Japan. Take a step of faith today.
Paradise Global Mission specializes in creating unforgettable short-term mission experiences. Receive training. Make memories that will last a lifetime. Touch people for eternity in Jesus' name.
Call Stephen at 330-5524. That's 330-5524.
A door to your dream is now open. You're listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. To be part of today's discussion, call us at 296-5467. That's 296-5467. Or contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter, or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now let's rejoin Danny and co-host Master Sergeant Carlos Cambry and Leslie Silva.
Welcome back to our show. We're here with our special guest. Boy, are we glad that you're here, Arlene Iwano.
You know, Arlene, it was so ironic that you said what you said. This weekend, my wife and I actually will be sending off our oldest son, Carlos Cambry Jr., to Gallaudet University in Washington, D.C. It is my oldest son is deaf. And Gallaudet is like the Harvard for deaf. So he got accepted, and him and another couple other kids from here, young adults, are all be leaving out. And I can't do the Payless and the banana splits, but, you know, it. How do you find the strength? How did you find the strength to go on and to deal with life after that? Because it's tough. Mm.
First of all, congratulations. That's an awesome compliment to you raising him to, yeah, that's great, great college.
Thank you.
Yeah. So, like we were speaking about earlier, building that relationship, but I think one of the biggest ways to build a relationship is to learn more about each other. Mm-hmm. So that's why I think places like Starbucks and Coffee Bean and Zippy's are so popular, because people can sit across of each other and just get to know each other and build a relationship that way. Mm-hmm. What I always encourage myself to do, and others that want to have that relationship with God, I always encourage them to take these classes, to put themselves in situations where they can learn more about Jesus Christ, mm-hmm. learn more about people that have, just like Danny and all that he's been through, mm-hmm. From his fall to his ministry, but putting yourself in a situation where you can just be with others that want to learn as much as you. There's so many great DVD studies. I mean, they've made it, Bible studies. So simple to do now.
Yeah.
doing devotions and just I think by putting yourself there in these learning situations, mm-hmm. you automatically build up a relationship. Mm-hmm. And then when you find yourself in these difficult situations, you kind of already know mm-hmm. yeah, how to do it. God can't move a parked car. Mm-hmm. You got to put yourself in neutral. Right. You got to be open to Him.
Mm.
Mm. Arlene, have you found that as you reach out to people relating to them, that you touch them in ways too? You know, you may be hurting, but something about what you said, something about just reaching out and holding their hand, it's a giving out of yourself, which also helps to build that faith and to build that encouragement in each other. Have yeah. you seen that happen?
Yeah, I have.
Reach out to these people?
I've had the discussion with myself about what it is that I want people to see, mm-hmm. you know, and God revealed it to me, yeah, that the joy of the Lord comes from Him. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's the joy of the Lord. So if I can put myself and all my little quirks and my grumbling or complaining aside and just let God's joy speak, mm-hmm. then my hope is that that's what will come out of my pores, mm-hmm. and that people will hopefully see that, and you know, that we can work together. I see so many. Sheila Walsh just recently said, "Behind every angry face is a broken heart."
Mm. Mm.
Yeah. So that's really been speaking to me, and just trying to reach out to those angry faces, mm. yeah, knowing that there's a broken heart, but also knowing that the people that are exuding that joy of the Lord, that they're encouraged too.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, you're there back at the hotel, yeah? And in order for you to feel the divine futong, you had to make a choice, right? Mm-hmm. Where did, you know, I think of you, Master Sergeant, dear brother, Carlos Cambry, his son going to college, you know, such a prestigious place. But the feeling, unless you go through it, you can't really relate. I mean, it's sort of surface like, you know, but you've been through it. How did you make the choice that you made to go and find the comfort in the Lord? Where did that come from?
It came from Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. Jesus lives within me, and I know, and I'm confident, and I'm so assured that Jesus Christ lives within me. And there is Anytime at all, I can always reach out to Him. Mm-hmm. He's always there. It's a matter of me reaching out to Him. Mm-hmm. So I can go shopping, I can eat, I can, you know, go to a party with big noisy people, but Jesus Christ is within me, and I can reach out to Him, which is a better flavor than all the others.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, today somebody may be searching. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's you today, as you're listening, where you are right now, wherever you are right now, we can all together say in resonance and in harmony that Jesus Christ is calling you.
Yes.
He knows you. He loves you. Turn your heart to Him. Open your heart to Him. And He will be there to give you the stability that you need. In the next few weeks, you're going to hear more stories like we heard today. Invite someone to listen, and they'll be inspired. Like I said, if you know a gripping story, go to thegoodlifehawaii.org. Let us know. Here's a scripture for today, Isaiah chapter 43, verse 2. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze. It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to our special guest today, Arlene Iwana. along with my co-host, Master Sergeant Carlos Cambry and Leslie Silva.
Good Life with Danny Yamashiro.
I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
You have been inspired by our featured guests and their stories of God's hand in their lives. Be sure to join us next week for more stories of hope in a time of crisis. Invite a friend to listen. There's no better time than today to unleash your God-given potential. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You.
Just leave it to me. I'll leave.